This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place because we are here to help you with the projects you like to get done. Now, you need some help solving a problem, you got a decor dilemma, you got a project you want to plan for now or the near future. All great questions. We'd love to help. You can help yourself first, though, by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, does your laundry room feel a bit dark, maybe cluttered, perhaps disorganized, and maybe even a bit dangerous? Well, we're going to share some rather dramatic, don't you think?
Very much so.
Thank you very much. We've got tips for safe laundry room renos. That's what we're going to talk about. These renos are going to brighten your space and put everything back in its place so you'll be one happy camper when it's done.
All right. And also ahead, if you'd like to enjoy fresh water from every faucet in your house, a whole house water filter can do that just as it comes into your house. And that's going to bring you crisp, clean water from every single tap in the home. We're going to share more about that in just a bit.
And here's a thought. If you've got a home with a fireplace, you're probably using it a lot during these cold months, enjoying those warm fires. But did you know that your fireplace can drive up your homeowner's insurance costs? It can. We're going to explain why and how to lower that expense in just a bit.
And what projects are you guys all working on in this new year? Well, it's our job, it's our mission to educate, inspire, and help you build confidence in projects that you'd like to get done and to simply guide you on how to get those done once, get it done right, so you don't have to do all those things again.
And your job is to help yourself first by posting your question at moneypit.com or calling us right now at 1-888 Money Pit, 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Lots of folks standing by. Leslie, who's first?
Heading south to Florida, where Nancy's got a question for the Money Pit. What's going on?
I'm trying to replace some ceiling fans for my son, who lives in Palm Harbor, Florida.
Boy, aren't you a good mom doing that job for him? It's supposed to be the other way around.
Yeah. But he currently has three ceiling fans, and
okay,
the cord for them is not behind the wall. It's just strung across the ceiling and down. He's in a condominium on the ground floor,
mm-hmm,
and from what I understand, there's just like a cement, ceiling.
Huh. Okay. So there's no electrical box in the ceiling. It had to be electrical wire had to be run on top of the ceiling, essentially, or attached to the ceiling. When you say cord,
that's,
I mean,
correct.
You're not talking about a like an extension cord. It sounds like you're just talking about the non-metallic wiring, the vinyl wire that basically will carry the three conductors to the ceiling fan. Is that correct?
Right, right. Okay. Just like, you know, you'd plug in a light, the cord for the light.
And is there a box that it goes into? Is there a box in the ceiling that this cord goes through? There must be some way of attaching the ceiling fan to that ceiling. I'm just wondering how they're doing that.
I think they attached it. I don't know about a box. But
so what's your question? Can you replace it? Is that what your question is?
Without that unattractive cord going across the ceiling down the side of the wall.
Not unless you can figure out a way to wire it properly. I mean, you can speak with an electrician about this and see if there's a way to run that wire behind the ceiling surface or behind the wall surface, because that's the only way you're going to be able to do this without seeing it. I mean, typically, you would have an electrical box. In fact, for a ceiling fan, there's a special type of electrical box that has a brace built into it that goes between, typically, if it's a wood ceiling joist, wood trusses or wood rafters or wood ceiling joists, it would go between them. In this case, you're saying it's concrete, so that doesn't apply. But suffice to say, there's a special box that goes flush with the ceiling, and the wires fed into the back of that box and has to be securely attached to the ceiling because fans, you know, given the fact that they're going to spin, will work loose if they're not properly secured. So it is possible to do it that way. That's the right way to do it. Whether you can do it in your situation, as you describe it, if it is solid concrete, which I can imagine for fire resistance, it's possible that it's that way. If that's the case, then no, I don't think you can run the wire any other way. But I would suggest, in this case, you speak with an electrician about the possibilities. Are all the fans the same?
Yes. They are.
Do you think they were put in by the builder originally?
I think they were added separately.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't imagine that everybody in the complex either doesn't have ceiling fans or has this hideous cord going across.
Yeah, it's Florida. Isn't there a law that, like, every house in Florida has to have at least five ceiling fans?
Of course.
Well, you know, the only thing you could do is you could neaten it up a bit by running the wire through conduit, which is like a pipe that is attached to the ceiling.
But there's even, like, nice electric cord covers that are flat. You know, they're like a channel, rather, and they click to the ceiling or the wall, and they cover over whatever cabling or cording. I mean, it's for computers, but it's the same thing, and it's thin. And then you can paint it the same color as the ceiling and the wall wherever it passes through.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll wind up having to have done. I just didn't know if they had something new and great, you know, like with remote control type things or whatever.
They have all of that for operating the fan, but you need a power source. And the power source is going to be 120 volts. And that's, you got to get it to that spot. So I think that's what you're up against. I can't imagine how they've attached this, but I would just say to you, as you start to take the first one apart, however they did it, it better be done securely, because otherwise you can have a problem with that fan pulling down or falling down, I should say. Okay?
Okay. I think I'll just call, you know, like somebody that sells ceiling fans, and they'd probably lead me to either an electrician or themselves.
I don't think you have to do it in that order. I think you could select any ceiling fan that you like, and there are so many to choose from. You could buy one from a home center, buy one online. But what I do think is you should find an electrician that specializes in hanging ceiling fans, okay?
Okay. Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. And you were a very good mom, Nancy, for taking care of that for your son.
Thank you.
All right, we've got Brian from Ontario on the line working on something in his money pit. What are you doing? How can we help?
We are changing the foyer in our house, the tile, right?
Okay.
And we have 12 by 24.
Okay.
The size tile.
Yep.
And we're going to put it alongside hardwood floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're just wondering, how do you put the tile? Is it in the same direction as the hardwood, or do you do it horizontally, essentially perpendicular to the hardwood?
Oh, that's a great question. Leslie, what do you think?
I always like perpendicular, but that's a good question. I mean, I feel like I always just end up going with it without thinking about it. What about you, Tom?
I really think it depends on what's, like, surrounding it. But I would just take the tiles and I would lay them down on top of the old floor in both directions and let them sit for a little while, or maybe take some pictures and then switch it.
And see how you feel.
See how you feel about it.
Don't step on them while they're not adhered, and, you know, be careful.
Well, yeah, and the other thing I was going to mention, Leslie, I mean, a 12 by 24 tile is a big tile. And as you know, if you don't have a really solid base for that, they're going to crack. So make sure that you're putting in either a mud floor underneath it or you're putting in double layers of plywood so that it's really stiff, because those tiles don't bend, and the bigger they are, the easier it is for them to crack. Okay, Brian?
Thank you so much, guys.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's a home repair, a home improvement, or perhaps you're just dreaming about a home improvement project. Whatever it is, we're standing by 24/7, so give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Hey, does your laundry room feel a bit dark and cluttered? Maybe even a bit disorganized or dangerous? We're going to share safe laundry room renos to brighten that space and put everything back in its place after this. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs: a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. A remodeled basement not only adds a great bonus space for everyday life, but it can also increase the value of your home.
That's right, but some basements just never feel warm and comfortable because they're built below grade and have concrete floors. DryCore is a great solution. It's a one-step subfloor system that goes on top of the concrete.
DryCore is specifically designed for basements. The panels create an air gap above the cold, damp, hard concrete to protect, insulate, and cushion your finished floors, creating a new living space as warm and comfortable as any other space in your home.
With DryCore's air gap between the finished floor and the concrete, moisture isn't trapped, and that helps protect against mold and mildew. The ready-to-use panels are easy to install, comfortable to walk on, and they work under engineered hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl, or ceramic tile, and they can even handle heavy gym equipment.
DryCore is available at select Home Depots, Lowe's, and Menards stores. Find a store and learn more at DryCore.com. That's DryCore.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you enjoy this radio show, we think that maybe you might enjoy the Money Pit podcast. We deliver quick, easy remodeling ideas and tips to help you become the master of your own domain, one project at a time. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast. You can download the show at moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Mary in North Carolina is on the line with a mossy roof. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, we have a 10-year-old roof, asphalt shingles, I believe they are, and the sections between shingles are beginning to be filled up with moss.
It's like a mossy grout line.
Yeah, that's right. I'd like to know how to get it safely clean and keep it from growing back again. It isn't the entire roof. We are in an A-frame house, so it's very, you know, very sharp, very steep roof, and it's just about the 8 or 10 feet closest to the edge.
Okay. Do you see it all the way around? You just see it on, say, the north-facing side, or in the area?
Just on this north-facing part.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's the area that gets the least amount of sunlight.
Right.
Do you have like a large tree that's, you know, adding more shade to this area?
We have a lot of trees. Yeah.
A lot of trees.
Yeah. Therein lies the problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, the best solution here is, can you trim out or thin out those trees in any way to get more sunlight onto that portion of the roof? Because if you can do that, sunlight really is, you know, your best weapon in getting rid of this moss and keeping it away. Now, you'll have to do some work to get it to be gone in the first place, but if you can add more sunlight, you're going to help it stay away.
All right. Very good.
Well, if you have a cluttered, dark laundry room, here are some tips that will help you see the light. First of all, you have to make sure that your supplies are always within easy reach. You want to store them in low shelves or wire baskets. Now, I did this to my laundry room, and it was fantastic. It made life so easy. It made the chore of doing laundry super easy. And then the pandemic happened, and the laundry room has now become the place for toilet paper, wipes, paper towels, all the things that you might need in the event of lockdown again. So my laundry room has become a different type of a cluttered mess. Now, guys, if you've got the space in your laundry room and it hasn't become your COVID warehouse, if you've got the room for it, use a rolling cart. That's fantastic to help you sort your clothes. And if you do find that you have some limited space, you can attach a fold-down shelf to the wall, and that'll help you with sorting and folding, even ironing. And you want to make sure that any detergents you've got, you keep out of reach of the kiddies and put them on top shelves or even in a cabinet. You just don't want it out looking, some of them really look appetizing. You don't want the kids to get their hands on them.
Next, why not put up an ironing board hanger on the wall or even behind your door? This will keep the board and the iron out of the way when you're not using it, and you might find it even more convenient to attach a pull-down ironing board to the wall. Really fun project. Used to see it in a lot of old houses, not so much now, but I don't know why we don't just bring it right back. This way, you won't have to fold and unfold the board, which can be a bit of a strain on your back. So, bottom line, a few simple changes like this is going to make doing the laundry much less of a chore, and you will be a very happy camper as a result.
All right, now we've got Dan from Pennsylvania on the line, who's got a really big roof and really not quite sure what to do with it. Dan, welcome to the Money Pit.
Yeah, so I have a roof that's about 22 years old, and we'll be keeping this home. It's a big home, probably 4,600 square feet, 5,000 square feet, so it's a lot of roof and gables and so forth. But the roof actually doesn't look like I have a problem. It doesn't leak. But it's aging. And my point, my thought was, as I was looking at on a separate home, my beach house, I had to replace a roof. It got very expensive. I'm wondering, is there anything I can do to maintain the life of the roof? We live outside of Philadelphia, so we have the four seasons. Somebody mentioned to me, and I did a little research on a product called RoofMax.
Yeah.
And I was just curious if that makes sense. If that would give me a number of years to maintain it and prolong the life a little bit more, we're probably going to consider moving in about 2 years. So I hate to throw on a new roof, but I also hate to be stuck in the sales process and have that come up as an issue, right?
I understand completely. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector, so let me tell you, if it was me, how I would handle that. You mentioned that the existing roof is in good condition. There's no deterioration. There's no cracks. There's no leaks. Is that the case?
Correct.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that roof except that it's old. So if when you put the house on the market, I would disclose that up front, and I would just tell your agent to convey in the listing or convey to potential buyers, we know the roof is old, we are not replacing it, there's no leaks, it's completely functional.
Do you have to worry how you come across looking as a seller? If you're saying that, does it look like you're disclosing something or you're hiding something or you're not negotiating?
When you buy a house, some stuff's new, some stuff's old. You know, but if it's not leaking, it's not defective, it's not cracked, I don't consider age to be a defect. It's just another point of evaluating, you know, the condition of the property as a prospective buyer. And by you saying, I'm not going to negotiate with you for a new roof, I know it's old. I'm telling you it's old. I'm also telling you it's not leaking. So it's up to you. You can use it as it is, or you can decide to change the roof, but that's on you. It's not on me. So I think it shows that you're being very forward with them and very honest with them. It's not a surprise. Because I do agree that if once it goes through home inspections, but was my inspection, I would say, look, the roof is beyond a normal useful life. It's not leaking, but just expect to have to replace it in the near future. And I'd leave it at that. I wouldn't say you have to replace it for the sale. And in terms of those treatment products, I don't believe in a single one of them. I don't think there's anything you can put on that roof that's going to give you any more time with it. The only thing you asked me, is there anything I can do to extend the life? I mean, as long as you have proper roof and ridge and soffit ventilation, and that means it stays reasonably cool in the summertime, it doesn't build up a lot of heat, that, you know, shortens the life of the roof. But look, you don't know also what the life expectancy was on those shingles. I mean, there's been shingles out for more than 20 years that have life expectancies of 25 or 30 years. So I don't think you should worry. I mean, it's good that you're asking the question now, but I think that's how I would handle it. I would just disclose that. And anything else you know about with the house that needs a repair. I mean, I see people sell houses that have real defects. You know, I know my windows are rotted. I'm not replacing them. Well, it's not the same as a roof that doesn't leak, but okay, at least they're showing you what their opening position is. And, you know, if it's a decent market for sellers, it shouldn't impact your sale.
Right, great. Yeah, and that's what I was hoping for. Again, there's a lot of products that are touted, unless they've been experienced and they really have benefit, I have no desire to go down that path. And again, it may be 2 years, it may be 4 years. We're not in a huge rush.
Yeah, well, you decide then. And listen, when it comes time to replace that roof, what I would do is I would decide what shingles I want and essentially sort of create a specification for the job, because, man, I've seen roofers tout prices, you know, you'll have one house and one price will be $10,000 and one price will be $30,000, you know, for the same roof job. So they really bid you and not the project. You can use a service like homeadvisor.com. Try to find somebody that's got some good reviews and just shop it, because it's not that complicated a project. You know, when these teams do this every day, they're like, when I've seen them work, they're like SWAT teams. They come in, they work well together, they rip off all those old shingles in a flash, and they're right on it with the new installation. So
it's really so fast.
My beach house, that's what they did. It was so fast that I went down to inspect it while they were doing it, and they were already done.
Right.
But to your point, I had four estimates, and they were all over the place.
Yeah, exactly.
From 7 to 20,000, and it was very clear they were playing me. They were more interested
yep.
in where I lit.
Oh, beach house? Did you say beach house? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, a second home?
Okay. Now we know how to price you.
Yeah, exactly. I knew that was coming because
right?
it's obvious where it's located. So very helpful. Thank you very
all
much.
Right.
Love your show. And
thanks,
listen to it religiously.
Okay. Well, good luck with the project. Take care now.
Take care, both of you. Bye-bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7. We love to talk shop, and by shop, I mean house and design and construction and plumbing and all the things that makes your house work. So give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, are you looking for a way to save money? Well, stop buying all that bottled water, you guys. You can get a whole house water filter, and that's going to go in at the main. So all that water that comes into the house is going to be crisp, clean, and it comes from every single tap in your home. We're going to tell you about this when the Money Pit continues.
Becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement question right now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Marion, Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My husband and I are trying to install central air in our home. It's a ranch style, and we bought the central air unit and the ductwork from a building that had been torn down. And I wondered if we could simply attach the ductwork, and then we've cut the holes in the wall, in the ceiling for the vents. I wondered if we could just go ahead and attach the ductwork that was there from the previous building, or if we had to redo all the ductwork. I mean, all the vent piping.
I guess the answer is maybe. And the reason is because the duct design is going to be dependent on the building. And it depends on the size of the building and the distance that the air has to travel. And if it's not done right, what will happen is you'll either create a situation where you have either too much or too little heating or cooling. And most likely you'll have too little. And if that happens, you end up wasting actually a lot of energy because the system has to run a lot more to try to make the building comfortable. So I would suggest to you that insofar as the duct design is concerned, you really need to have somebody that is experienced in designing these systems lay it out for you. It's definitely not a do-it-yourself project. It's not the kind of thing that you can tackle, even if you're very industrious first time out, because you might get it wrong. It depends a lot on the size of your building, how many windows are in your building, where the building faces. I mean, there's a heat loss calculation that's done, and then based on that, you determine how much warm or cold air you have to get to each room. So you can't necessarily sort of just completely copy what was done in an older house, unless it happens to be an identical house. So this is a point where it's good that you got the equipment inexpensively. You got the ductwork inexpensively. You do need to spend a little bit of money on getting it laid out properly, Mary, or you just won't be comfortable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that was what I wanted to check, because we're pretty self-sufficient, but I had a feeling this might be more than we could tackle.
I think that's a good idea. Mary, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're tired of the plastic water bottle going out with your recycling or worse in the trash every week, it takes no extra effort, guys. Recycle the plastics that you're using. If you're tired of this whole process, though, a whole house water filter really could be a better option for you.
Yeah, here's how it works. A whole house unit filters the water at the main water line just as it comes into your house, and it basically brings you that crisp, clean water that you enjoy from every tap in the home, because it's basically filtering all the water that's going into the home. And a lot of folks have an aversion to tap water. They don't like the taste, but filtering can give you that better water, and it's a lot less expensive than buying water bottles and having to store them, chill them, etc. And it's not that hard to install as well, especially if you're putting it after the main water valve, which I highly recommend, because this way you turn the water off to the house, install the water filter, and then you can hook it back up. So a pretty basic plumbing project. If you're not comfortable, you can hire a pro, but it shouldn't be very expensive to do either.
Now, when it comes to actually filtering the water, you've got to choose a filter depending on what you want to filter out. So you can get one that filters out just dirt and rust, or you can get another one that filters out dirt, rust, and chlorine. So I think a lot of that depends on what you're looking to remove from the water that's coming into your house. Now, when it does come time to install, what's the best place to install this whole house water filter? So to do that, you've got to locate the water main in your house. And this is going to be the best spot for you to install your filter. And the filters are going to last about 2 to 3 months. But you've got to remember to change them, because if the filter's dirty, it's just not going to be doing anything for you.
Exactly. The filter gets dirty, then the water's dirty, and it kind of defeats the purpose.
And wait till you see how gross those filters are. Oh, my goodness. All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. You can reach us anytime, 24/7, with your home repair, your home improvement question at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you live in a home with a fireplace, you're probably using it a lot right now during this wintry month. But did you know that your fireplace can drive up your insurance cost? We're going to explain why and how you can lower that expense in just a bit.
You live in a Money Pit.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference, because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Casita by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Casita by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Casita at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit's long-running e-newsletter. It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at MoneyPit.com.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs, a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. Solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call, tune in, whatever you like to do to join Team Money Pit. We are here standing by to lend you a hand and give you some home improvement advice and encouragement. And if you like it and want to take it on the go, subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. You know, Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. So that's pretty awesome. You can catch the Money Pit podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcasts, iHeart, and TuneIn.
Plus, you can always call us with your home improvement questions anytime at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Chris in Arkansas is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
Well, I bought a house, and it has two bathrooms, and the tile, sink, and tubs are baby pink and baby blue.
What's wrong with that?
Well, not exactly what I had in mind. But I was wondering if you can successfully, until I get to redo the bathrooms, if you can successfully paint over them without it looking terrible.
Yes and no. I mean, you can. There's quite an extensive process to it to make sure that you get proper adhesion, that it sticks very well. However, whenever you're dealing with a painted surface and water is involved and areas that you have to clean as well, you're going to get some wear and tear. So I don't think it's the best idea. I mean, there are kits that you can buy online. Basically, if you want to do it without a kit, and of course, then you don't want to paint the grout, but a lot of people do paint the grout, and then that looks weird also. So you got to think about all these things. But you're going to want to use a very, very durable oil-based primer. And of course, you've got to clean those tiles very, very well before you even think about putting a drop of primer on them.
And I think Sherwin-Williams actually makes a primer that is super, super adhesive. And the reason I know about this is because the way they demoed it was by painting it on tile and then putting a second layer of paint on it. But even though it's a really adhesive paint, I agree with you completely that that eventually, in a very short period of time, especially if you're cleaning the surface, you're going to start wearing through it.
Okay. And like I said, not knowing if I could or not, I just was, you know, thinking if I could buy myself some time and just paint it until I can redo. Or maybe it's sounding like I should just wait till I can redo.
Well, you know, the bad news about those old tile bathrooms is that they have, you know, these very traditional, like 1960s-like colors. The good news is that the tile quality is usually really good, and the way it's installed is really solid. And that's why, if at all possible, maybe you could think about decorating around this tile. So you said that you have, is it pink and blue?
Yes.
You know, with the pink, I think we're seeing such a big trend in pink really making a comeback in bathroom spaces. You know, you could go overload on the pink. You can add in florals. You can add in different tones of pinks. You can sort of tone it down with neutral beiges and grays and hints of gold and sort of make it, like, glamorous and more girly. You know, there are ways you can do that. Blue tile, I feel like, you know, it's just a poor choice. Blue tile is blue tile.
I totally agree with you.
You know, maybe everything else goes, like, super clean, but I just feel like if you attempt to paint the tile, you're going to be sad in the long run. It will perhaps motivate you to do the permanent work more quickly.
Okay. Well, exactly that, and that's why I called. I just wasn't sure if there was some miracle cure that hey, this works great or not. And I'm trying my best at decorating around, but the pink, yes, has worked better than the blue.
At least we solved half the problem, Christine.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you live in a home with a fireplace, you probably are using it quite a bit in these winter months. But did you know that your fireplace can actually drive up your insurance costs? Now, generally speaking, any home feature that presents a risk of injury or damage can actually increase the cost of a homeowner's insurance. A fireplace might not have the same impact on your policy premiums as, say, a pool, but a home with a wood-burning fireplace may cost more to insure than a home that doesn't have one.
Yeah, and how much more is really going to depend on the insurance company, but it ranges from 2% on up. But if you want to offset that potential bump in your rate, you might be able to provide the insurer with proof that the unit was installed correctly by a licensed pro and that it meets code requirements. We have a condominium that we owned and was our first house, and we kept it and we rented it now. But the condominium association has a rule that every other year the fireplace has to be cleaned, and I think that's a great rule. And then we have to submit that certification or receipt from the chimney company back to the office, and they, I'm sure, keep us in file for the insurance company to keep our rates down. So definitely a good idea to communicate with your insurance company. And speaking of which, if you plan to put one in, you want to make sure you tell your insurance company. And if you're purchasing a home that's already got one, get the history from the homeowner for details so that you can inform the insurance company and avoid those potential expenses.
Well, who wouldn't want a man cave? Well, Dale, of course, he does want one and needs some help. What's going on, Dale, in Florida? How can we help you?
Oh, I just bought this house. It's 7 years old. The garage floor is in good shape, but I want to create my man cave, and I've been looking at all the options online.
Okay.
And I've kind of narrowed it down to epoxy or stain.
Okay.
So I guess my questions would be, what do you think about epoxy or stain, and is this something I – should attempt to do myself or get a professional?
As you probably know, if you've been researching this, when you apply stain, the pattern you get is going to be unique because it depends a lot on the chemistry of the concrete underneath. We also don't know what's happened to that concrete over the last 7 years, whether somebody put a sealer on it or something like that, that could impact it. And then even if you do get a color that you want, you still would want to have some sort of a smooth finish. Otherwise, it's going to be really hard to keep it clean. And you might end up using an epoxy anyway. So given that, I would tell you to go epoxy. It's really tough stuff and really durable and super easy to clean. Whether you do it yourself or not is going to be a factor of how handy you feel like you are. I will say with the epoxy, there's some timing involved because when you buy the epoxy, it's a two-part kit. There's the epoxy and then there's a hardener, and you mix that up and then you roll or brush that on. And while it's wet, you usually add a color flake or a vinyl chip or some sort of a grit to it, and then you kind of keep working that across that whole space. Three-car garage is a pretty big project for you to tackle, and if you get it wrong, you know, not only will it be embarrassing,
yes,
you know,
that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, it, you know, not only will it be embarrassing, but it also, you know, might kind of set you back in terms of expense and time. And I'm not even sure what it would take to get past that. I guess you would probably have to let it dry where it was messed up and then start again and kind of go on top of it. So I think if it was me, I'd probably have it done by a pro that does it all the time. And I think you're also going to find there may be an option for a clear coat on top of the epoxy. I know that I have family in Florida that's actually taken that step and likes the idea of the clear coat on top of the epoxy. It makes it a little shinier. Does it add durability to it? Maybe. Maybe not. I will recommend a brand, though, because there's a lot of different epoxy products out there. Take a look at Abitron. This is not something you're going to find at a home center, I'll tell you that. These guys are professionals, and they serve the industry, and their product is not inexpensive, but it is a very, very good quality product. That site is abitron.com, abatron.com.
Okay.
Look at the garage floor coatings there and the kits that are available. And even if you do end up ordering the product directly, you might want to find an experienced person, not just a helpful handyman that can swing a paintbrush, but somebody who does or has done garage floors to make sure you get it right.
Yeah, because it's a science a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a little
okay,
chemistry.
Okay, you talked me off the ledge.
Happy to help, my friend. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
All right, thanks so much for calling the Money Pit. You can reach us anytime, 24/7, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, do your heating ducts bang and clang every time the heat comes on? We're going to share a solution next.
You live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living, altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix.
in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We'd love to hear what you're working on in your Money Pit. If you've got a question, reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit.
Nancy in Minnesota posted a question, and she writes, every time our furnace shuts down, it causes the ductwork to ping and clang. It's very annoying. How would you trace and fix the problem?
I agree. It is very annoying. I've heard it myself, and I think that adequately describes it. It actually has a name. It's called oil canning. And if you think about the Wizard of Oz and the Tin Man, he had an oil can for a head.
Right.
That's the way those cans used to look. They were big, and they were metal, and when they got dented, they would make like a pinging sound. So that's why it's called oil canning. For those that are Wizard of Oz fans, now you know. But the way to fix this is simply to secure the ductwork, because what you're hearing here is expansion and contraction. And I'm going to give you an easy way to do this, because if you call a contractor, they'd be like, well, we've got to take your ducts apart, you've got to reattach them, blah, blah, blah. No, you don't. All you need to do is to find the place in the ducts where it's happening, which is usually near the return duct, near the furnace itself. And if you start pressing in on those ducts, you could probably actually make it make that sound on its own. And when you find the place that's really loud where it does make that big oil can sound, the big ding and the dang and the ping, what you can do is you can take a piece of wood, like a 1x2 piece of furring strip, like a 1x2x3/4 inch piece of wood, and you could basically attach it to the ducts. I've done this where I've taken a drywall screw, one of those black hardened screws, driven it through the wood right into the ducts in a couple of places, and has the effect of reinforcing that weak section of the duct. And with that stick in place, because that's really all it is a stick, once that's in place, it no longer is able to expand and make that pinging sound, and the whole system gets a lot quieter.
All right. Well, I hope that helps you out, Nancy, and it stops that annoying sound for you. Now, Vicki in Connecticut writes, can tile be laid over an old vinyl floor?
Yes and no. I mean, here's the thing. You really need to have a solid base for tile. So I'd say that my preference would be to not put it right on top of it. If you were going to go this route, I would put underlayment on top of it first, if it was a really strong and sturdy floor. And by that, I mean it's got no flex in it. Otherwise, I would take it up completely. I would put down a mud floor. I would use a tile backer, or I would double up the plywood so that it was strong enough to handle that tile. Because we get a lot of calls from folks that have tile floors that have cracked, and they are desperate to try and find a solution to stop them from cracking. But the problem is it's not the tile. It's the floor underneath. So there really is no good solution aside from taking it all up and fixing the base and starting again. And it's worse when you use bigger tile because they even bend less. You know, you can get away with it if it's a small tile, you know, like a mosaic or something like that. But if it's a big tile, forget about it. It's going to be a big stinking mess, right?
I mean, really, because if it's not level, every bit of movement is going to do the opposing force to that larger piece of tile, and you're going to get all of those tiles are going to break, crack. It's going to be a mess. So unless you really do like that, you know, one-inch square or some sort of basket weave, like anything with a mesh backing, you can kind of get away with.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks, guys, for spending this part of your day with us. We hope that you picked up a couple of tips that help you become more successful homeowners when it comes time to take care of your house and make it more energy efficient and take on some projects to make you happy in that space. We will stand by to help you with those steps whenever you need us. You can always reach us at 888 Money Pit or join us in the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. But until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hard feelings in a number of states over bottlenecks and deliveries of COVID-19 vaccines following the rapid expansion of vaccinations to senior citizens, which has given way to overwhelming demand for the shots. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says additional vaccines to her state have not come from a Federal Reserve.
Just a few days earlier, we, like the rest of the country, heard HHS Secretary Azar's announcement that the federal government was releasing the entire federal supply to help the states expedite vaccinations.
The government, however, attributes the anger to confusion and misguided expectations on the part of the states. Meanwhile, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are warning the new, more infectious variant first seen in Britain will probably become the dominant version of the virus in the U.S. by March. HHS Secretary Alex Azar stepping down, citing the recent assault on the U.S. Capitol.
In his resignation letter to President Trump, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar writes, "The attacks on the Capitol were an assault on our democracy and on the tradition of peaceful transitions of power that the United States of America first brought to the world." He called on Trump to continue to condemn unequivocally any form of violence, to demand that no one attempt to disrupt the inaugural activities in Washington or elsewhere, and to continue to support unreservedly the peaceful and orderly transition of power on January 20th. Azar also wrote that the actions and rhetoric following the election threatened to tarnish the accomplishments of the administration. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Federal prisons across the U.S. have been placed on lockdown as officials aim to quell any potential violence that could arise in the run-up to Joe Biden's inauguration this coming Wednesday. Law enforcement officials nationwide preparing for potential armed protests in all 50 states. More news at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Mexico is alleging that charges against the country's former defense minister were made up by the DEA.
Mexico's president said Friday the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration fabricated drug trafficking charges against General Salvador Cienfuegos. Cienfuegos was arrested in Los Angeles in October. U.S. authorities accused him of conspiring with the H2 cartel in Mexico to smuggle thousands of kilos of cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, and marijuana while he was Mexico's defense secretary from 2012 to 2018. But with Mexico threatening to restrict or expel U.S. agents, U.S. prosecutors dropped their case in November and returned him to Mexico. Thursday night, Mexico's Attorney General's office said Cienfuegos had been cleared entirely and the case was closed. I'm Mike Gracia.
India has started inoculating health workers in what's likely the world's largest COVID-19 vaccination campaign. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Thomas V. Mike Miller, Jr., the nation's longest-serving state Senate president, has died.
The Democratic Maryland state senator had resigned on December 23rd, citing his failing health. The Washington Post reports that he stepped down from his position as state Senate president in 2019 upon being diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer. Miller was 78. Upon resigning, his colleagues voted unanimously to award him the title of Senate President Emeritus in honor of his longtime commitment to the state government. He was elected to the Senate in 1974. In an interview last year, Miller said that he hoped his legacy would be that he did the best he could under the circumstances. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Trump administration carried out its 13th and final federal execution today, 5 days before Joe Biden is sworn in as president. It was a 48-year-old inmate who was convicted in the killings of 3 women in a Maryland wildlife refuge. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you take on the new year with projects that you'd like to get done in your home. If it's a big project, a small project, a decor project, a repair project, a fix-it project, whatever kind of project it is, and you need some help, you have a question, you want to solve a problem, you want a solution to a decor dilemma, I promise not to help with that. Leslie will, though. She gives much better decor advice. But if it's a repair, I probably could step in. Whatever it is, give us a call, because this is about helping you have your best home ever. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, you know, a little bit of paint goes a long way, especially when you apply the new color of the year. Yes, it has been selected. And if you're looking to refresh your space, this year's color can definitely open up a ton of possibilities. We'll tell you what that is in just a bit.
And with a little work, a garage can be a great place to find space for storing things, organizing stuff, your crafts, your projects, whatever it is. If it's warm and heated, that is, you can enjoy that space all year round. So we're going to share some tips to help you seal up and save in today's smart spending tip.
And treating slippery sidewalks with sidewalk salt will cause the ice to melt. But the wrong kind of salt can also guarantee that you will be calling us in a couple of months to say, how do I fix my sidewalks, because they're all disintegrated and have little holes in them and they're broken up. Yes, the wrong salt can absolutely destroy a sidewalk. We'll make sure to give you the right advice to get those sidewalks safe without destroying them in the process.
But first, we're ready to grab our tools and get to work on your house. What projects are you guys working on? What do you want to start? What do you need help with? Whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
heading out to New Jersey, where John has some issues going on in the attic. Tell us about it.
I have the breather up on top of my roof. It leaks, comes down into the attic, and I have a little container up there, and sometimes I don't get up there in time, and it's kind of messing up my ceiling.
Well, that's not good.
Well, I've gone up there, and I've had that can of, I forget what you call it, you spray it, it's like a rubber or whatever. I've sprayed all around the metal flashing, and it's still leaking. I don't see any holes anywhere else. There's no missing shingles. I don't know what else it could be.
Okay, so let me just clarify for me, when you call this an attic breather or vent, what are we talking about? Is it a square hole in your roof with a vent over it? Is it a ridge vent that goes down the peak of the roof, or are you talking about the plumbing vent that comes up through the roof?
No, it's almost up in the about midway. There's one on one side of the roof and one on the other.
Okay, so it's a square vent.
Right, and there's no the opening is on an angle, but I don't know if it's enough of an angle when the wind drives the rain in a certain direction.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You may have some wind driven rain in here. And what my advice would be to you is you have a ridge that goes down sort of like a peak of the roof that goes down the middle of the house?
No, it goes across. It runs horizontally.
What kind of roof style do you have? Is this like a standard colonial house or what is it, a ranch?
Small ranch.
Okay. So here's what I would do. You may very well be getting wind-driven rain inside that. What I might suggest is that's actually not the best kind of vent. And there's an opportunity for you to improve your ventilation here in your attic space, which will actually make it cooler in the summertime and drier in the wintertime, which makes your insulation more effective. And to do that, what I would do is I would remove those square vents, patch the hole, and reshingle over that. And I would replace that with a ridge vent that goes down most of the peak of the roof. The ridge vent's not likely to leak if it's properly installed. And that will open up that space to more ventilation, which will have the benefits that we talked about.
Wow. Okay. Okay. That's my next project.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Judy in Arkansas is on the line with a floor that's coming apart. Tell us what's happening.
Well, it's been down about 13 years. It's like a $5,000 floor is what it costs. It's a 1,000-square-foot room. It's pergo. We have some seams that have kind of bubbled up a little bit. Is there any way to fix this? I don't intend to replace it, okay?
So you say the seams have bubbled up on laminate floor, so they're pressing together and sort of pushing up?
Yeah, just a little bit. I have some extra boxes out there, but not enough to fix all of this.
Yeah, if that's happening on a wide-scale basis, then I suspect something was done incorrectly in the installation. A couple of things to remember about laminate floor. First of all, the floor that it goes down on top of has to be pretty flat. It's got a very low tolerance to floors that are even the least bit out of level, that have any kind of bumps or rolls in it. Secondly, if it's put on too tight, so that it doesn't have enough room to expand and contract, then you can see that floors will buckle up. They'll press in because they're expanding, and they'll push up and have those seams come apart. So those are the things that you really need to look into with this. I would get your contractor back and have them address this, because that definitely should not have happened once that floor was put down.
Even 13 or 14 years out?
Definitely shouldn't have happened.
You think it'd be like moisture?
I mean, it could be. It could be moisture related. Have you had an excessive amount of moisture recently when this started to happen?
No, not at all.
Yeah, but it could just be consistent moisture from, you know, the hygroscopic nature of the concrete over time.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, and the house is about 30 years old.
How long ago did it start to come up?
It's been going on. You know, we've been noticing spots off and on for a while.
Well, Leslie's correct. It could very well be moisture related if it's that frequent and it laid down flat for the, you know, for all the other years up to that.
Okay, there's nothing else I can do?
No, you can't fix something like that, Judy. Unfortunately, you have to replace it. But what I would do if I replaced it, I would be very careful about measuring the moisture in the concrete and make sure it's not wetter than what the manufacturers allow. And secondly, I'll give you a trick of the trade, which is that even though the laminate floors today are locked together type pieces, you can add glue to those seams as well, and that gives you a more permanent protection against this happening again.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome, Judy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Whatever it is you are working on, we're standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT to lend a hand and help you figure out how to get that project done right the first time. Give us a call anytime, 24/7.
And just ahead, the Pantone 2021 Color of the Year is out, and it's not one selection, it's actually two colors, which I guess makes it the colors of the year. We're going to have those details when the Money Pit continues. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy three, four, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs. A pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867. Home Solutions Live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we would love for you to join us on the Money Pit podcast. We've got quick, easy remodeling ideas and tips to help you become the master of your own domain, one project at a time. Chartable has ranked the Money Pit Apple's number one best home and garden podcast of all time. And you can get 2 fresh episodes a week downloaded at moneypit.com/podcast.
Pete in Wisconsin on the line with a garage door problem. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I'm mostly a do-it-yourselfer, but I do call the professionals and have them come in when needed. I installed a steel insulated garage door about 3 years ago, maybe 4 now, and worked just fine until just recently. It sounds like it's binding when it's you know, going in the up position. I've ran it like 50 times trying to find where it's binding. I'm not seeing any place where it's rubbing on the track or anything else, but it sure is making a noise like it is. And as I watch it, it appears as if one side may be going up slightly
higher than the others. Any ideas, guys?
Pete, can you disconnect the garage door opener from the door itself?
I can, and I have.
Okay, and once the garage door opener is disconnected, can you open and close the garage door smoothly and evenly with no binding whatsoever?
There's less binding, but there's still some. You can tell there's still a load on one side, it kind of feels like.
So it sounds to me like maybe the roller bearings are shot on some part of the door, because there's those roller bearings that fit inside the track, and, you know, they help move the door up and down. And if something is stuck, if one of those bearings is not turning, it's going to jam on that one side, and it'll sort of fight itself, and it'll try to come off crooked. And that might be what's causing this. I would disconnect the garage door opener from the scenario and work on getting the door to operate nice and smoothly.
Okay.
If it's binding, if you feel like it's binding or uneven without the garage door opener attached to it, then, you know, that's the heart of the problem right there.
Okay. Do you think that would solve the appearance that one side is being raised? I imagine it would.
You mean raised, like, more than the other side, like one side comes up first?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if the side that's staying down is binding, then there's a drag on that, so it's going to try to pull the door up crookedly.
Wonderful. Well, I think you may have fixed my problem. I'm going to go check those rollers and make certain that those are all good, and if I need to replace any of those are relatively inexpensive. So the money pit isn't so bad tonight.
All right, Pete. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, the 2021 Pantone Color of the Year selection is not just one color, but it's two colors, Ultimate Gray and Illuminating Yellow. I actually love these two colors together. Now, the colors, they seem totally opposite, but these were intentionally chosen to create a balance of strength and optimism, two characteristics that are needed as we enter this brave new year. I mean, you guys, 2020, put it behind us. 2021 is going to be awesome. Now, gray, which is already a popular neutral in so many apartments and homes, and it really does speak to that color's resilient qualities. Now, the ultimate gray is a way to extend that feeling of strength into something that's enduring, rock solid, resilient, and thoughtful. And illuminating yellow was the unexpected pop of color that brought in a different element. Yellow is associated with optimism, sunshine that brings cheer, positivity, gratitude, all of this during a time that innovation is taking place. So a lot of exciting and inspiring sort of bits here to these two great colors. So thanks, Pantone.
So they pretty much combine the practical and rock solid with warm and optimistic, which is just like us.
I'll give you that. All right, now we've got Diane in Massachusetts on the line with a noise question. What's going on at your money pit?
I did the house 12 years ago, and I had blown-in insulation put in 3 years, and the house is noisy. I can hear a humming. It's annoying. It's a buzzing. I don't know why, after doing all of this surrounding the house and trying to keep it warm, I would hear a humming, a resonance in the house.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's got to be a reason for this, and it's going to take some real detective work to figure it out. I'll give you an example from my own home. You know, we recently, I'd mentioned earlier on the show, put in spray foam insulation and sealed up the attic. It's never been warmer in the house as a result of it. But in one part of the house, it still was technically a conditioned attic. So by code, we were required to leave some vents in that attic. Now, it ended up that it was so tight in that attic space, even with the vent, that whenever the wind blew, we'd get this really weird, almost like haunting sound. You know, when you were a kid and you took an old bottle and you blew it across the top of it and made a big deep sound with it?
Yeah.
Like a big jug? Well, that's what it sounds like when the air blows across this vent. And it makes a really weird sort of vibrating sound in that part of the house. Until I figured it out, I was really scratching my head. So there's always a reason for this. In our case, it was a vent. In your case, it could be plumbing. Very often we get noises in homes that are sourced from plumbing. Sometimes when you run hot or cold water, pipes will expand or contract and cause sort of like a cricking sound that will vibrate through the entire length of the pipe and amplify itself
as a result. It could be electrical if there's outlets or panel boxes in those parts of the house. They definitely should be inspected to make sure that nothing is disintegrating inside that electrical area. There's nothing about adding blown-in insulation that will cause a noise. So the source must be somewhere else that you're going to have to dig into a bit more, Diane, before you'll know what to do about it. But I would trust your instincts. If you're hearing it, it definitely exists. Sometimes people think they're going nuts. But I got to tell you, there's a reason for that, but it's definitely going to take some detective work to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, you coming over?
All right, well, you put on the coffee, and next time I'm up in Massachusetts, we'll stop by. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Victor in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm considering making walk-in shower a shower steam room.
Okay.
I had the house, our house built in 2007, and at that time I called your show for advice on bathroom tiles and tankless hot water system. That worked out perfectly, your advice.
Oh, good. So we got that right.
Yeah, you did. I'm perfectly right. okay.
How big is the shower that you want to turn into a steam bath?
8x5.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. So it's definitely a good project. It's going to add some value to your house and make a nice, beautiful room for you to enjoy. And you can do that by adding a steam shower generator. Now, these generators are very small, about the size of a briefcase. Take a look at the generators from Mr. Steam, MrSteam.com. These guys are the leaders in this space. And they give you all the information there on the website on how to do this. But you can basically locate this steam generator. You don't even have to put it in the bathroom. It can be up to 60 feet away. And then when you call, they have all the controls. And when you call from Steam, it comes on. It generates the steam and comes right through the ports that you will install into that shower space. It really sounds like a perfect setup for something like this.
Is that MISTEM or MR?
MrSteam.com, MrSteam.com. Check it out. They've got all the information right there. It's a great product.
So, but overall, the concept is okay to do?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
That's exactly the space you want to have to do something like this. Fantastic opportunity. I would go for it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Barbara from Massachusetts is on the line and has a sink situation. What's going on with your house?
Oh, well, on a previous program, you mentioned a product that really works on clogged drains. I have a set tub in the basement. The water doesn't go down. And I didn't get the name of the product that you mentioned really works.
Well, Barbara, there's a number of ways to do that. I'm going to presume you've tried a plunger.
Yes. But you mentioned that the product really works. And, of course, when I went to the box store, they said, well, they all say they work. Try to find out the name.
Well, I'm not quite sure exactly what product you're referring to, but I will tell you this. Probably the most effective way to clear those clogs is with something called a hand auger, which is basically kind of a snake-like device that gets inserted into the drain and will clear whatever is blocking it. Now, if this is a sink that's backed up, the other thing that you can do is to simply disassemble the trap. That's the U-shaped pipe that's underneath, because a lot of times that trap itself gets blocked, and that's very easy to clean out by hand. If that doesn't work, then you insert the auger into the rest of the pipe and just sort of feed it down as far as it will go. And the hand augers usually come with like a crank-like mechanism, so you can sort of spin it as you go and try to find the source of that clog. If you put the entire auger in, though, and you don't find the source of it, then it might be time to call a plumber. I know in my own house, for example, the last time I had a clog, I put an auger down it that was 25 feet long, and it just wasn't long enough. And so I ended up calling a friend of mine who's in the plumbing business that had a 100-foot auger, and we were able to find it and clear it and move on from there. But an auger is the right tool to clear that drain, okay?
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. just ahead. With a little work, your garage can be a great place to find some space for storage, organization, you know, doing your crafts, any sort of projects, all kinds of things, if you have that space warm and heated. So we're going to share some tips to help you seal up and save in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. 888-MONEY-PIT.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day. Better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you take on your home improvement projects. You can help yourself, though, by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Joe in Ohio is on the line with a blower motor question. What's going on in your Money Pit?
I was listening to another home improvement show locally, and they had an residential electrical contractor on there, and he said that you could let your furnace blower run constantly. He said that because the capacitor sucks up a lot of electricity in order to start the motor, that it, I guess if it's cycling on and off frequently, that you would save on electricity by letting it run constantly.
I would disagree with that, and here's why. Those blower motors, that uses most of the electricity it takes to run the furnace. Now, if the blower is cycling on or off, that's a whole different problem. That means that the thermostat is not operating properly, the system's not sized right. There's other things that cause that. We call that short cycling. You're not going to hurt the blower motor by running it, but I think you'll find that you're going to drive up your electrical costs by doing that. We know people that, for example, love to heat their homes with a wood stove, but because it's hard to distribute the wood stove's warmth throughout the house, they'll turn on the wood stove and then also turn on the blower on the on position, not the auto position, turn it to the on position, and use that blower's system and the ducts to basically move the heat around the house. So you're not hurting the blower because it's got bearings and it's not designed to run indefinitely, but you might be driving up your electrical costs. Does that make sense?
I wonder about it because, like you say about the short cycling, I've had someone check the furnace and, you know, it cycles like about every 5 minutes when it's really cold outside, and but they said they came out and checked it and said that that was normal or that was the way it was meant to operate.
Yeah, 5 minutes sounds too quick. I would find that to be odd for that to be normal.
Yeah.
So that's all I can tell you. It sounds too quick to me. It sounds like a short cycle situation. That's probably the more important thing for you to address.
All right, well, maybe I'll check with another one then.
Good luck with that project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, with a little work, a garage can be a great place to find some space for storage and organization and crafts and projects, if it's warm and heated, that is. Plus, if you add some better insulation and weather stripping, it might even drive down the cost of heating your entire home. We've got tips to do just that in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Well, your garage wasn't meant to be a living space, so it doesn't have nearly as much insulation as the rest of your house does. In fact, the wall shared by the garage and your home's interior is pretty much it. So you've got to do a little garage winterizing to keep your home warm and your time in the garage bearable.
Now, for starters, you can stop those big drafts getting in around the garage door by checking the weather stripping at the sides and the top of the door, and add a new gasket along the bottom to help seal out the drafts as well. As a rule of thumb, if you can see light getting in around or under the door, then the drafts are streaming straight in with it.
Now, the door leading from the garage to your home should also get some attention. You have to make sure that it's sealed and weather stripped to prevent air from coming in. You know, you don't want to stop all those air leaks. And next, you've got to think about adding insulation to your garage's ceiling. It's going to make that space warmer to work in if a cold weather project is in store.
Now, builders are usually not required to insulate any drywall and walls that are not covered between the house and the garage. So, if you've got some open walls like this, think about adding insulation and the drywall, which will also make it easier to finish them in the future. Now, once that's done,
you have a lot of choices when it comes to heat. I use a space heater in a garage that's 20 by 30. It works perfectly. There are a lot of options in electric, natural gas, or kerosene, and you will find that new space a very comfortable place to take on projects all winter long.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. We're all shopping for essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on your online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply.
All right, now we've got Monica on the line with a roofing question. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, my daughter had just purchased a home, and originally, apparently, the house had a flat roof, and then they put a peak roof over the top of it. I was just wondering if on that flat roof, if you should go into that space and insulate over that flat roof.
Oh, that's a good question. So, first of all, the idea of covering a flat roof with a pitched roof is not unusual. Folks do that for a number of reasons, both architecturally because they like the appearance of the pitched roof and because they're just sick and tired of dealing with flat roofs and the leaks that can happen more frequently as a result of them. Now, typically you would have insulated inside that ceiling under the flat roof. So therefore, there's no reason you cannot add additional insulation over that. You could do something as easy as laying fiberglass bats right on top of that roof, side by side, unfaced fiberglass, and it would add additional insulation to that space.
Oh, that was what I was wondering. Would that help keep some of the heat from getting on the tarring of the flat roof and help cool the lower level, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it would. More importantly, it's going to keep the heat or the coolness inside the house. So, yeah, it will help separate some of that heat. And there should also be ventilation in that new pitched roof that will be necessary for the insulation to work well.
I mean, I think the house is actually a three-layer house. Both roofs apparently were flat, and they peaked both of them.
What you can do in that situation is you can add a ridge vent to the peak, and you can add some roof vents lower on the roof, and that will improve the ventilation dramatically. Monica, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You can join us anytime with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 by giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, treating your slippery sidewalks with sidewalk salt is going to cause that ice to melt for sure. But if you pick the wrong kind of salt, you can also cause a lot of sidewalk surfaces to start to disintegrate. We're going to share a recipe for safe sidewalk seasoning next.
You live in a bunny pit.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy three, four, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you enjoy this radio show, we think you might enjoy our podcast, too. And you can find that at moneypit.com/podcast.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Dan in Rhode Island's on the line with some sort of leaky window issue. What's going on?
I had an issue with there was water leaking inside the top of my window. It was like a real rainy day.
Okay.
But I did notice that on the outside of the house where the gutters were mounted to was rotting away. So there was pretty much a hole there. And it seemed like the water might have been getting in and then seeping into the house.
So that's entirely possible. Just because you happen to see it come in the top of the window doesn't mean that's the source of it. It's most likely the flashing. Now, from your description, it sounds like you may have had an obstructed gutter that backed up and splashed water kind of behind it, rotted out the fascia that it would have been attached to, that possibly could have been a source for water infiltration. Or that could just be coincidental, and there could be an issue with the flashing around the window. What kind of siding do you have on the house?
It's actually a wood siding. I'm not sure the type of it, but it's not like a cedar shingle. It's something a lot older. The house was built in the 1960s.
Okay, but it's some sort of a shingle?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I would do. I would fix the gutter and the fascia, right? That's an easy thing to do. And then I would monitor it and see if it still continues to happen. If it does continue to happen, then what I would do is I would remove the siding around the top and sides of the window and just reflash the whole thing. It's kind of hard to do this sort of in bits or pieces. You got to really do the whole thing or not do it at all. So that's the best way to approach it. Let's do the easy thing first to see if that actually does it, which is that gutter replacement. And then if not, we can start to dig a little deeper into it until we get to the bottom of it. You know, if you do get that gutter fixed, or even if you don't, frankly, there's another thing you could try, and that is just go outside with a garden hose and don't blast it, but maybe like take if you have a jet on the end of it, take that off. But just let the water roll over the window from the top. You know, go up about a foot or two above the window, wet the siding down as if it was just drenched in a big rainstorm, and see if that lets water inside. That might also give you the clue that there could be a problem with the flashing and not the gutter or in addition to the gutter, okay?
Yeah, now that you mentioned the flashing, maybe it does make sense because they actually have it looks like a piece of vinyl, possibly, that is it's like a U-shape. It catches the top of the replacement window, and
right.
It goes from the inside over the top of the window and then to the outside.
Sounds like what we call a J-channel.
From the inside, it looks like the letter J, but then if you look at it from the outside, the whole piece, it's
right.
Probably like a U-shape, I would say, that sits right on top.
You might be talking about either the J-channel or a drip edge. But either way, those are all part of the flashing system, and if that window is leaking when you do your hose test, then you've got to sort of disassemble that and put it back together with good flashing all around, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, have you had to take on any slippery sidewalks this winter? If so, here's a tip that can help you from having to call us for sidewalk repair advice come springtime. Now, to treat your slippery sidewalks with sidewalk salt, sure, it's going to cause the ice to melt. But if you pick the wrong kind of salt, you can actually cause the surface to disintegrate. So unless you want to spend the first days of spring fixing holes in the sidewalk, it's smart to use a salt that's not going to corrode the concrete surface of any sidewalk, driveway, patio, whatever it is. Now, the best sidewalk salt is made from potassium chloride, and this type of sidewalk salt is going to melt ice but not damage the concrete surface the way that so-called rock salt or things that are known as sodium chloride is definitely going to.
It's also better for pets that can pick it up and get it on their paws, and then it can irritate them as well. So for best results, I always suggest you pick up the potassium chloride early in the season, mix it with playground sand, and then keep a supply stored near each entrance to your home. The sand is going to provide immediate traction for the icy surfaces while the potassium chloride gets to work melting that ice without destroying your sidewalk in the process.
Fran in Tennessee is on the line, and her French door has developed rot. What is going on?
Well, we live in a 150-year-old house, and over the years as we moved in here, we've done repairs and modernized some things, and we had a French door put in the dining room. It's covered in a metal flashing around the outside, but we didn't realize at the outset that it was a composite door, and over the years it has developed rain rot. That's the only thing I'm, you know, it has just fallen away at the bottom about 6 to 8 inches up. We covered the door with a 4x8 piece of plywood to keep rain off of it, but we don't know what to do. Is it repairable, or would it be best just to replace the entire door?
This is screaming replacement to me.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Well, listen, you've already covered it with a sheet of plywood. So, I mean, if you called me and you said, listen, I got a hole in my door because it's rotted out and it's a few inches from the bottom, I would tell you there's different materials that you can use to fill those rotted holes back in with that are sort of like packing a cavity. You know, there's two part epoxy patching materials. You mix them together, you put it in there, you sand it, and then you can, you know, prime it and paint it. You can use auto body putty for stuff like that too. And you press it in there, let it dry again, sand it, paint it, and you're good to go. But at this point, it sounds to me like this door has given you all the years of service it has to offer. And I would think about getting a new door. And I would tell you specifically, Fran, to look at the new fiberglass entry doors that are out there, because they could look like a painted door or they could look like a beautiful wood door. You know, there's lots of qualities of that fiberglass today where it looks pretty darn good. And the nice thing about it is it's completely impervious to water, and it's 5 or 6 times more energy efficient than wood.
It does, and thank you for talking with me. I appreciate it.
I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. You can join us anytime 24/7 by giving us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, is your house in a constant state of disarray? Well, we're going to share some rules of thumb for constant organization when we return.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun.
We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Vincent posted a question online and he writes, what rating should indoor air filters have? Many intake filters don't list the MERV rating.
So MERV stands for Minimum Efficiency Reporting Value. It's a standard. It runs from 1 to 20. The higher the rating, the greater the filter's effectiveness. Now, it generally doesn't take more than a few dollars per filter to jump a few grades higher on that MERV spectrum. So I would say, as a rule of thumb, go with a microallergen filter. It usually has a MERV score of at least about 11. If you really want to hone in on more than just ratings, there's a whole line of filtered air filters that can weed out other types of particles depending on your intended result, including stuff like reducing odors or allergens. So a lot of choices, but make sure you look at that MERV score. It should be at least 11.
And that'll have you breathing easy just in time for springtime when all of those allergies start kicking up. So it'll help you out a lot.
Well, a messy home can leave you feeling a bit frustrated, but most messes have a lot in common. Leslie's got tips to ward off that messiness in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, help us clean up our act, will you?
Yeah, you know something, when it comes to messy homes, most of them are dealt with retroactively. That is, you clean the house once that clutter appears. But the key to an organized home is to proactively keep messes from forming in the first place. So think of that old saying, a place for everything and everything in its place. I know it's corny, but it's really true, you guys. Now, one reason that things pile up on your counters and tables and floors is that they have no home, so they don't know where to go to. So you've got to assess what items are always out of place or underfoot and create or alter storage to include those. Maybe you need to make it more visible or easier to reach so that those odds and ends end up where they belong and not just sort of wherever they feel like. Next, you've got to play clutter cop. Dollar bins and freebies, sure, they're fun, but are you really going to use that stuff? And do you need to buy that book when you can borrow it from the library? Do you have magazines piling up? Well, you can download the digital version instead. That's super helpful. And you want to assess all unneeded items before you bring them through the front door. Now, a great rule of thumb, for every item that comes into your home, one's got to go out. That means cleaning out before birthday parties or the holidays. I do this every time. I feel like my kids, I don't know why they haven't figured out the magic of the season, because I'm always like, this cabinet, we got to get some more room in here. Nobody seems to understand why. I'm like, oh, this looks overflowing. Wait until next week. We're going to be in a real jam. So you got to really think about it. You know, be strategic. Clean out when you know more things are coming in. And the same thing, if you're going clothing shopping, do you need it? Do you have room for it? Get rid of a bunch of stuff before you add more stuff in, or just don't get the new stuff. And finally, beware of nostalgia. Tossing little kids' artwork, it's tough, but keeping all of it really becomes a burden. Consider taking a picture of the kid with the thing they've created, and then, you know, gently getting rid of the item itself. And the photos really are a great way to document cherished toys, baby clothes, all of the things that aren't true family heirlooms. I'm telling you, my son Henry is like this with every single thing. He's like, this little tiny stuffed animal, will you take my picture with it before you make me donate it? I'm like, dude, you're 27. He's not really. But that's how he is with all this stuff.
But you'll probably still be having those conversations with him when he is 27. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. Coming up next time on the program, hanging heavy pictures or mirrors is a challenge because you don't want them to become crashing down. But no matter what surface you're dealing with, we are going to share a tried and true way to secure those wall hangings safely on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.